ॐ ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जना शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम्। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरौ श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सग्रजातं सहगना रघुनाथानिकान्तं सजीवं साधुयुतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादा सहगना ललिता श्रीविशाखानितांश्च वंशाकल्पतरुभश्च कृपासिन्धुभैव च पतितानं पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमावं विष्णुपदाय विष्णुप्रस्थाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिनेति नाम्ने। नमस्ते सारस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे। जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्रीअद्वैत गदाधर सुभासदि श्रीगौरभक्तवृन्द। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे। नारायणं नमस्कृतं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जय मुदिरेत्मकं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुलं हयतगिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवं श्रीगुरुदिनचरणं श्रीचैतन्यईश्वरं नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते जयपतकाशं। सो टुडे वी लिसन फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 26 टेक्स्ट 7 एंड द सब्जेक्ट मैटर किंग पुरंजन गोस टू द फॉरेस्ट टू हंट। ओम नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। य एवं कर्म नियतम् विद्वान् कुर्वित मानवः कर्मणा तेन राजेन्द्र ज्ञानेन स न लिप्यते। एवं कर्म नियतं विद्वान् कुर्वित मानवः कर्मणा तेन राजेन्द्र ज्ञानेन स न लिप्यते। ज एवं कर्म नियतं मानवः कर्मणा तेन राजेन्द्र ज्ञानेन स न लिप्यते।
Thank you.
Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Narad Muni continued to speak to King Prachina Barisat. My dear King, any person who works according to the directions of the Vedic scriptures does not become involved in furtive activities, purport by Srila Prabhupada. Just as a government may issue trade licenses in order for its citizens to act in a certain way, the Vedas contain injunctions that restrain and regulate all of our furtive activities. All living entities have come into this material world to enjoy themselves. Consequently, the Vedas are given to regulate sense enjoyment. One who enjoys his senses under the Vedic regulative principles does not become entangled in the actions and reactions of his activities, as stated in Bhagavad Gita, Jagyarthat Karmana, one should act only for the performance of yajna or to satisfy Lord Vishnu, Anyatra Lokayam Karmabandhana. Otherwise, any action will produce a reaction by which the living entity will be bound. A human being is especially meant to attain liberation from the bondage of birth, death, old age and disease. He is therefore directed by the Vedic regulative principles to work in such a way that he may fulfill his desires for sense gratification and at the same time gradually become freed from material bondage. Action according to such principles is called knowledge. Indeed, the word Veda means knowledge. The words jnanena na salipyate indicate that by following the Vedic principles, one does not become involved in the actions and reactions of his fruitive activities. Everyone is therefore advised to act in terms of the Vedic injunctions and not irresponsibly. When a person within a state acts according to the laws and licenses of the government, he does not become involved in criminal activities. Man-made laws, however, are always defective because they are made by men who are prone to committing mistakes, being illusioned, cheating and having imperfect senses. The Vedic instructions are different because they do not have these four defects. Vedic injunctions are not subject to mistakes. The knowledge of the Veda is knowledge received directly from God, and there is consequently no question of illusion, cheating, mistakes or imperfect senses. All Vedic knowledge is perfect because it is received directly from God by the parampara, disciplic succession. In Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 1, Text 1, it is said, Tene Brahma Hidaya Adikavaye. The original creator of this universe, known as the Adi Kavi, or Lord Brahma, was instructed by Krishna through the heart. After receiving these Vedic instructions from Lord Krishna himself, Brahma distributed the knowledge by the parampara system to Narada, and Narada in turn distributed the knowledge to Vyasa. In this way, Vedic knowledge is perfect. If we act according to Vedic knowledge, there is no question of being involved in sinful activities. Thus is the end of the purport by Srila Prabhupada. So we are all in this material world. And material world is said to be a place of suffering. Krishna saying, Dukkhalam Ashwasatam. So why Krishna send us to this material world to suffer? Krishna cannot think to give suffering to the living entities. Because he is very merciful. Why he would think he is not envious of living entities? He is not thinking the way we think. Oh, you don't want to serve me? Okay, I'll see you. No, I'll give you a good lesson. You don't want to, is Krishna's mood is like this. We say, because we become adverse to Krishna, Krishna bhule jai ji bhagavancha kare nikatastha mayatare jhaputya dhare. We don't want to serve Krishna, that's why you have been sent here. But if you analyze, if somebody will not serve me or go against me, the way I will deal with him, the way the mood I will develop, oh, you don't want to listen to me, you don't want to serve me, this mood is different. But I don't think Krishna has the same mood like us. For the living entities? Cannot be. You don't want to serve me? Then okay, I'll give you punishment. As you serve me, then be punished. This could not be Krishna's mode, definitely. Krishna is like our father, just like a disobedient son of a father. Father punish, but father's mood is different. Father's mood is different. That's every, even if some son doesn't listen to his father, still father knows this son is not listening to me, but you make a nice arrange for man for him. Okay, you go, do like this, give some money, this, that, okay, stay nicely. So Krishna is like the very loving father. Even if you don't listen to Krishna, he doesn't become envious of us, angry upon us. So to send us through into this material existence. That Krishna, very merciful. As if Krishna has not put us into sufferings. Krishna has not put us into suffering. After coming here, we have created our sufferings. Krishna has, Prabhupada is saying, why Krishna sent us here? If Krishna is our best friend, just like a friend always wants to fulfill the desire of another friend. So when living entity develops a desire, Krishna feels obligated to fulfill his desire. Because my friend has a desire to go. So okay, you go there. But Krishna is not sending us with the intention that you go and suffer there. No. Even if Krishna sends us to this material world, still in this material world, he has created very nice arrangements for us. Even if you forget me, you go, you stay there, Krishna has created very nice environment so that we can live nicely. He has given nice fruits, nice flowers, nice air, nice water, all kinds of nice arrangements he has done. Okay, you go, you stay there. We are creating our own sufferings, just like a baby, small baby. His mother will give baby a nice toy. You play with this toy, you enjoy to see baby, enjoy seeing a very colorful toy. Mother intention is you take and enjoy this toy, nice toy I give you. But what small babies they do? Instead of enjoying the toy, they'll break it, will bite it, and they do like that. We do the like something. We like small babies. Whatever Krishna has given, by biting, breaking, nothing. Oh, now this is angel for baby. Her baby enjoyment is break it and bite it, squeeze it. That is enjoyment. Nice thing. Mother gave a nice toy. You see, enjoy. No, her way of enjoying is different. We are like that. Krishna gave nice environment, nice climates, everything. But we misuse, we break it, we exploit it, then we create our own sufferings. Krishna's intention to give us good environment. Krishna wants us to enjoy. Once Jayaprakash Goswami Maharaj was telling that when we buy a television, we buy a computer or iPod, whatever you buy, and that company gives a manual how you will use it, then you can enjoy it. And you are telling, then if you use that manual to operate that machine, then you can enjoy very nicely. You buy a television, you have to go through the computer how to operate it, or you without a book, you just push this, push that, move it, then what will happen? You will break it, you can't enjoy. The same way what happens, Krishna has created this material world. He used to say, if any company makes some products, he gives a manual to this, how to use this product. So Krishna created this whole material world. He did not give any manual, how to use this material world. Yes, he has given a manual. So that is the Vedic literature. Veda nicely describes how we use this material world, so that even in this material world also you can stay, enjoy nicely. As Prabhupada is saying in purport, the living entities, they have come here to enjoy. They follow the Vedic scriptures, they can enjoy nicely. When the Veda speaks different things, karma kanda, jnana kanda and upasana kanda. And our acharya is saying, karma kanda, jnana kanda, sakale visara bhanda, amrita bolya jeva khai. This karma kanda and jnana kanda, they are parts of poisons. We see in Srimad Bhagavatam, so many bad things have been spoken. And Yudhishthira Maharaj, after Kurukshetra battle, he is feeling, I committed so much sin. So he is going to perform Ashwamedha Yajna. Then he is thinking, our rishis are telling, what you are doing, you are going to clean a wine pot. A pot was filled with wine, you have to clean that pot. And you are cleaning that wine pot, washing the wine pot with wine. How can you clean the wine pot? You killed so many people, and you want to become free from reaction, and you are going to create yajna, sacrifice by killing more animals. So how will that make you free? In the same way, the rishis, they are following karma kanda yajna, the beginning of the Kali Yuga. And Sutta Goswami came, he said, Sutta Goswami, we have been doing this yajna for so long, and what we are getting out of this yajna? This yajna just making some smoke and making our body black. So they think the Veda prescribed yajna. So they have come to a conclusion, this yajna simply making a smoke and making our body black. Let us listen to some Bhagavatam. So it's very difficult to discriminate. The same God, Krishna, has told this whole karma kanda, he has said. The jnana kanda Krishna has described, the upasana kanda Krishna has described. And same way Krishna is saying in Bhagavad Gita, at the beginning of Bhagavad Gita, Vedabad ratha partha na anna astiti badinaha. So he is go partha, all these followers of Veda, the commentator of Veda, they think there is nothing else above this karma. Karma kanda is not real purpose of Krishna, or jnana kanda is not real purpose of Krishna. That's why he is saying, Trigunna Visayavada Nishtragunna Bhavarjuna. Arjuna, this Veda describes about three modes of material nature. You have to go beyond Veda. So beyond Veda means don't, it's not like you drop Veda. But it says Veda is a sarvair ahma vividda vedanta krita veda vit evacham. The essence of Veda is to understand me. So Veda is compiled in such a way how we can be upgraded gradually, gradually go higher and higher and higher. So that has to be understood properly. So much bad comments about karma. Karma is so bad. Pot of poison, karma kanda, jnana kanda, sakale visara bhanda. But if you blame karma kanda, then this is also nama parat. One of the nama parat is Shruti Shastra Ninda, the nama parat. And Vishnu Chakravarti are explaining that if you do Shruti Shastra Ninda, if you, or Shruti says about karma kanda, Veda explains about karma kanda, and if you bless them karma kanda, that is also nama parat. And to become free from this kind of nama parat, then what you have to do? The same mouth, by whose mouth you have spoken so many things bad about karmakanda, the same mouth you have to glorify karmakanda. You have to glorify karmakanda. Because karmakanda is given in Veda by Krishna with a higher purpose. Though we know karmakanda, jnanakanda, visarabhanda at one point, we come to understand. So basically, this karmakanda has a higher purpose. How to upgrade the living entities. That's why Bhagavad Gita Krishna is saying those people that are less intelligent and so much attached to karma, no bheda buddhi jayate. Don't try to disturb them by speaking against karma. Don't speak to them in against. Krishna at the beginning is telling the intelligent people, they don't disturb common people by speaking too much against karma. Because if you disturb them against karma, that is not good. But rather, encourage them to do karma according to scriptures. Shastra says, until unless one has developed complete nirveda, nirveda. Nirveda means complete detachment, understood complete departure from karma. He must engage in karma. Very nicely, Bhagavad Gita beginning, Krishna explaining that who should give up karma? Who should give up karma? Those people that are very elevated, they have developed complete detachment, very elevated personalities, they should give up karma. And he is giving so much importance on karma that everybody should do karma. Only they should reject karma, those are very elevated. They should, but still they should do karma. Still they should do karma. They should engage in karma. Why? To teach others. Karma gets so importance. The elevated people should do karma. He is giving example of Janak, Maharaj and all these things, Krishna is saying. They had no need of doing karma. But they are all engaged in Vedic activities, ritual activities. And Krishna saying, I don't have to do any karma also. But still I am engaged in karma. If I don't do karma, then everybody will become very lazy. So this is karma kausala. Srila Prabhupada, he has quoted this, jagyarthat karmana anyatra lokayam karma bandhanam. The whole Veda or Shruti is compiled very systematically. Karma to jnana to yoga. But the point is, the every teaching, every process has a good side and it has a bad side also. Karma has a good side and bad side. Jnana has a good side and bad side. Dhyana has a good side and bad side. Bhakti has a good side and bad side also. Everything has two components. Karma is karma kanda, karma yoga. Jnana, jnana kanda, jnana yoga. Dhyana also. Two results it gives. By dhyana you connect yourself to super soul. By dhyana you get astasiddhi also. Bhakti. Bhakti, there is sakam bhakti and there is niskam bhakti. So our acharyas have very nicely has explained. So this is called vijnana. You can discriminate. The power of discriminations, Veda gives. So our acharyas explains. Veda spoken everything. They say in Bengal, Jutta Silai to Chandipat, Veda speaks how to sew the shoe, from sewing the shoe to the Chandipat also. Everything is there. How to steal and how to catch the thief. Veda speaks everything. What not is there? Because nothing can exist beyond Veda. Veda doesn't have that knowledge. How we have that knowledge? So everything coming from Veda only. So people, whatever intelligence we have, so it gives everything. But acharyas, they explain properly so that we don't get stuck, we don't get diverted. So that's just like the karma. Karma has so much bad things been spoken about karma. Just like this material world, so much bad things has been spoken about material world. Or this material world, the sansar, karagar, the prison house of material existence, the bhava kupa, this oil of dark oil of material existence, the bhava sagara, the ocean of material existence, the sansara davanala, the forest fire of material existence, then it is bhava atabi, the tree of material existence. So many things have been spoken. As it's a very bad place, Krishna created this place only for suffering. But this place has a higher purpose. Krishna's purpose is to create this material world, is not to make us suffering. In one place I read, Krishna has a higher purpose. Why is man creating this material world again and again? Neither he is sending us to this material for enjoying, nor he is sending us to this material for suffering. The higher purpose why Krishna creating this material world again and again is to give us a chance to go back to Godhead. Because the living entities, all we conditioned soul, when the annihilation will take place, prakritic pralaya, we will all go and lie, the spirit soul will go and lie within the body of Vishnu. For a long time, spirit soul will be lying there. Then Krishna feels very bad. Wow, this living entity is suffering so much. How are we suffering? We are within the body of Vishnu. We are suffering here, na? Janma mritya jara vyadhi. But when annihilation takes place, we are lying peacefully there within the body of Vishnu. How are we suffering? Are you suffering there? How? Yes. What is the real suffering? Though Krishna saying Janma mritya jara vyadhi dukkha dosanu darsanam, at one level, people, they don't understand what is the suffering of life. That's how we say, you don't know the real, what are, we always Krishna, what are the real problems of life? We always say, the real problems of life, real sufferings of life, janma, mritu, jara, vyadhi, birth, death, old age and disease. Very ignorant people, they don't understand. Then you come to one platform of one kind of knowledge, then you understand, wow, it's true. The janma, mritu, jara, vyadhi, real suffering of my life. Real problems of my life. I am just spending whole my life solving so many other small, small problems. We are telling people, do you know what is the real problem of your life? Are you trying to solve the real problem of life? Janma mritya jarava, the real problem of life? That you should try. But that is not a real problem of life. That problem also comes, that is also due to ignorance. It's understanding of janma mritya jarava, the Krishna saying, what is that Krishna saying? Dehinasmin tatha dehe kaumarang jovanang jara tatha dehantara praptam dhirastatra na mujjati. We are getting bewildered, the death, dhirastat sthitapagya. They don't get bewildered. So janma mritya jaravadi, in Krishna's eyes, janma mritya jaravadi is not real suffering of the people. With janma mritya jaravadi, suffering is experienced due to ignorance also. That is not real suffering. In Krishna's understanding, the real suffering is, that is suffering which is, Krishna thinking, the absence of real enjoyment. This suffering is absence of real enjoyment. Just like we say, the living entities, they get liberation, they get a Brahmananda. What is this Brahmananda? Brahmananda is not Ananda. Brahmananda is? What is Brahmananda? The absence of material suffering, that is Ananda. You are not deriving some Ananda. In Brahmananda, in reality you are not deriving some Ananda, just absence of sufferings. That is called as Ananda. In the same way for Krishna, he is thinking, the living in the suffering, what is the suffering? The absence of Ananda. What is that Ananda? The loving, by developing love to Krishna, the living entity, they would derive that pleasure. The living entity is lying within the body of Vishnu, so they are bereft. So that is a great suffering. That is more, much more suffering. Janma mrityu jaravyadhi. For devotees, janma mrityu jaravyadhi is not suffering. The highest suffering is that deprived of enjoyment that they would derive by serving under the lotus feet of Krishna. So in this way, Krishna has a higher purpose of creating this material world. Real purpose of Krishna, this material world, is not to punish us. No. Rather to give us a chance. I give a chance to this conditioned living entity, then whole Brahma's lifespan, many, many births, they will take birth. Kabhu sarge, kabhu narke, kabhu raja, kabhu praja, kabhu kutta khudra, eiru brahmanda bhramite kono bhagyavanji, Guru Krishna prasadapaya bhakti lata bhij. When you are hovering around like this, from species to species, body to body, Krishna has created a nice mechanism. How you can go back, knowingly and unknowingly? Each and every living entity, gradually they will go back to Godhead. Gradually by our karma, we come to this human life. In human life, then we follow the Prabhupada saying, the Vedic literature is meant for human life. And when you follow that, what happens? Whether you engage in karma kanda or jnana kanda or upasana kanda, gradually you get elevated more and more and more. The karma kanda, by following karma kanda, our lives becomes more regulated. By karma kanda, all the yajna, whatever you do, in hidden way, we are worshipping Vishnu also. Then knowingly, we don't understand the performance of karma kanda. They don't understand. They don't know Vishnu. They don't accept Vishnu. They are doing yajna, all this karma kanda, thinking I'll get some material result. But unknowingly, they are worshipping Vishnu. And that also gradually purifying them. So Krishna has made a very nice mechanism, whether in a human life, in tree life, or animal life, does not matter. Papa punya, only we can acquire papa punya in human life. Tree, they have no papa punya. Animals, they have no papa punya. Reptiles, birds, bugs, they have no papa punya. Papa punya not considered for animals. Papa punya only considered for human beings. And within human beings also, the low class people, the tribal people, low caste people, they eat meat. If they commit some abominable activities, their karma is less. They commit sinful activities, but they don't get so much sinful reactions. More civilized people, more reaction. More sinful reaction they will get. So in this way, papa punya only consider only when you come to human life. But Krishna has arranged such a nice system that in any species of life, you can progress in spiritual life. Whether you are a tree life, a cow life, or dog life, and that is ajnata akshaya sukruti. The sukruti and punya are two different things. Sukruti is anything related to Vishnu and Vaishnava, that is Sukruti. Papa punya, punya you can commit in human life only. You understand, oh, this is papa. When you have some vivek, some power of discrimination, then you can say, oh, this is papa, I should not do. But this is punya karma, I will do, because I will derive some good result. But animal life, you don't have that discrimination power. In tree life, you don't have this discrimination power. But Krishna is so merciful, he had arranged a better process for them. What is that better process? The dogs, they can perform yajna. The dogs, they cannot do punya. So how they will be delivered? So Krishna has arranged that Vaishnavas, they will eat prasad and they will throw the plate, and dog will come and lick take that prasad. So that provision is there. So that dog will not know. Only human being can do some punyakarma. Dog, they can do punyakarma, but they can do. Krishna is so merciful, he has arranged for them. Dog licking with prasad plate of Vaishnavas, the dog is accumulating the sukriti. Some fruit trees are there. The fruits are plucked by devotees and offered to Radha Madhava. The tree does not know. The tree is getting sukriti. So in this way, all the animals, all the living entities, they are creating sukriti and sukriti. So all the processes that Krishna has created has some better purpose. The karma kanda has a better purpose, kyana kanda has a better purpose. So but we have to understand. First we do karma kanda. Then Krishna is saying, jagyarthat karmana anyatra lokayam karmabandhana. At the beginning of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is encouraging. Do demigod. We are always preaching. Don't do demigod worship. You are a fool if you do demigod worship. Antabhattu phalang te sang tat bhagatang alpamedha sang. You are alpamedha, you are a fool. At the beginning of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is saying, instructing, you do yajna. In this by your yajna, all the demigods will be happy. If they become happy, they will give you all nice things. So you also get, you'll be happy. So demigods become happy, you become happy. So both parties will live here nicely. So Krishna has instructed all these things, that what we should do, what we should not do. So in this gradual process is there, that every system that Krishna has given, that has some higher purpose. We ISKCON devotees, we are allergic to demigods. But demigod worship has got so much importance in the Vedic literatures. I was in Holland, I went to a Hindu temple. There are many Suriname people are there. Suriname, Guyanese, they are still very Hindu style. Very worshipping demigods. So I went to a temple, so like any Hindu temples in America, all Hindu temples means all 330 million gods they have there. So they have Kali, Shiva, Durga, then Krishna. So when I entered to the temple, the first was Shiva. So I have to offer obeisances to Shiva. Then there is Durga, I offer obeisances to Durga. Then there is some Rama, then at the end there is Krishna. So I offer obeisances to Krishna. The pujari, when I came, she, where are you from? I said, I'm from ISKCON. You're from ISKCON? Yes, why you are surprised that I am from ISKCON? But all ISKCON devotees, they come, they don't offer obeisances here, they don't look at all these things, they straight go to Krishna. They don't look at these things, but we are offering obeisances. It is not necessary that we have to be so allergic to the demigods. They are regarded as the left and right hand of Krishna, of Vishnu. Krishna, Vishnu is saying, they are my left and right hand. We should not think so great. Because just few years I just joined ISKCON, I was just trying to follow for regulative principles, I become greater than demigods. Oh, who is this? Who is this Kali? Who is this Durga? It's not like that. We should not feel like that. So they are a great personality, they are left and right. Krishna says, they are my left and right hand people. And Chaitanya Bhagavat says, if you blaspheme demigods, if you don't have Shraddha, the demigods never will get Krishna prem. Straight instructions are there. If you don't have Shraddha, respecting demigods is not foolishness. To worship demigods to get material advantage, that is foolishness. But you always respect demigods. Very, very important. Sometimes I think that we give so much importance. Worship Vishnu, Vishnu Bhakti is the highest, Krishna Bhakti is the highest. Don't worship demigods. Okay, at one level, for one level of people it is correct. Raghunath Das Goswami is saying, be very, very careful when you are progressing in your devotional life. To go to Krishna Loka, when you reach at Vaikuntha, don't be earlier with the opulence of Vaikuntha, I sing Vishnu, then get stuck there. Then your goal will be distorted. Yes, to go to Krishna, you get stuck in Vaikuntha, but for me, I don't know whether I get Vaikuntha or not. No. Raghunath Das Goswami, somebody brought yogurt from a place that the leaf size is like a pot. Somebody brought a yogurt, buttermilk. Some Sakhistali, there's a place, Sakhistali, that is a place of Chandravali. So somebody brought buttermilk, and Raghunath Das Goswami asked, where you brought this buttermilk? I brought from, where you brought this cup from? Sakhistali, he became very angry. He threw it. This is Chandravali's place, he brought it. Well, Raghunath Das Goswami can say that. But we have to go and offer obeisance to Chandravali. We don't behave like that, imitate Raghunath Das Goswami. Sakhistali, Chandravali place. I don't go there. We don't have to become adverse to Chandravali. Our Acharya is saying, Jatila Kutila, they're creating so much trouble for Radha Krishna to combine. We have to take dust of the lotus feet. We don't go adverse to Jatila Kutila. Jatila Kutila. They're always creating trouble to Radha Krishna. I don't have to see their face. But everybody has their own roles, you know. Everybody has their own roles, we have to understand. Sometimes I think we say about demigod, but at least if people are worshipping Kali, Shiva, Durga, Ganesh, they are authorized by Veda. Veda is instructed. But nowadays, things have gone so worst. Before, all villagers, they would build one Kali temple, Shiva temple, Durga temple, Ganesh temple, Saraswati temple. Now that has stopped. They are all building big temple for these pseudo gods. This Baba, that Baba, Lokanath Baba, all Sai Baba, so many Babas. And it's very scary now. After 100, 200 years, how to speak of people are not building any Krishna Vishnu temple or building any Shiva Kali Durga. After 200 years, you will not see any Shiva Kali Durga temple also. They are out of market. Yeah, you will see all these false Baba's temples only. Every village, the Anukul Baba, every village they have temple now. Sai Baba, every village they have temple. Kripalu Baba, this one, Ramakrishna Baba, so many Babas are coming up. So that, now I understand why Krishna is saying, don't discourage people, at least they are doing something, Baba. In Vedic line, now they are going out of Veda. No. After 200 years, all these false gods have been worshipped. All Muslim, Christian people will come. What support you have some scriptures? That you had to happen in Bangladesh? Or Hindu children, they never read books? Muslims from childhood, they read Qurans. In school, to their friend, they ask many questions. Or Hindu boys can't give any answers. There is no proof, no scriptural support to their beliefs, what they think. So they feel very disturbed. Maharaj are asking this, and what? We feeling very discouraged. I thought, we have so much problems in Hindu religion. They say like that. So much defect in Hindu religion. They are very convinced. Even if one of our devotee, Bengali devotee, his daughter was in our school, then he is in America, then he took his daughter to America, thinking, oh, my daughter will get good education there. This time he went, and she came to me, Maharaj, my daughter from internet, she saw something Muslim people have written against Hindu, and she is very much convinced all these Hindu things are bogus. This is what happening, because we don't have scriptural backup. And when after 200-300 years, all these false gods will come, they are thinking they are Hindu. All these Babas, new gods, all Hindus following, thinking they are all, we are all Hindu. But after 300-400 years, other people, what is support? Where is Sai Baba in scriptures? Where Ramakrishna Baba? They can't say anything. Then bas, they all become Christian and Muslim. We will be doomed completely. That's why the scriptures has been described properly. That's why here Narada Muni is saying and Prabhupada is describing. But you have to understand how the Vedic literature, how my dear king, any person who works according to the directions of Vedic scriptures does not become involved in fruitive activities. Rather, he becomes free from the reaction of the fruitive activities. The conclusion of Vedic teachings is Jagganathat Karmana Annatar Lokayam Karmabandhana. We engage in those kinds of work, to which is meant for yajna, then you will become free. So these are all the different good side and bad side of Vedic teachings. जैस प्रभुपाद की समृत भक्त वृंदा की जय गौर प्रमानंद जी. आई नो इट इज लेट एवरीबडी ईगर टू गो प्रसादम. थैंक यू सो मच.